Death on the Air and Other Stories by Nio Marsh. This book is read by Nadia May. Foreword by Susan Howarch. What was so special about Nio Marsh? For a start, she was one of the select band of female writers, those so-called queens of crime, who dominated the world of the classical detective story in its heyday during the first half of the century. Yet, unlike her rivals, writing was never her first love. She trained as a painter and later devoted herself to the theatre. In addition, she was a New Zealander who, although a devoted Anglophile, was able to write about English life from the standpoint of a spectator, and the onlooker, as the well-known saying goes, sees most of the game. This unusual background suffuses her work and sets her apart from her famous contemporaries. She writes better than Agatha Christie, and unlike Dorothy Sayers, Nio Marsh never commits the sin of falling in love with her detective and lapsing into sentimentality. An elegant, disciplined writer, Marsh deserves to be read and reread, not just for her plots, but for her characterization, for her painter's eye view, and for her outsider's insights into the heart of a vanished social world. But most important of all, her books provide such satisfying entertainment, amusing and civilized, but with an underlying sensitivity and compassion. They bring grace to a genre not noted for emotional depth. Nio Marsh was not just a manufacturer of literary crossword puzzles. She was a supremely readable storyteller who time and again compelled the reader to race eagerly onwards to the final page. An only child, she was born in a suburb of Christchurch, New Zealand.